You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80. What is up, my friends? You can be a part of the ESPN Radio Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do it now. So much to talk about. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
38-3, 15 of 28 passing from Aaron Rodgers. No touchdowns, two interceptions.
What we saw in this game was what we called an old-fashioned butt-whipping by the New Orleans Saints.
I think everybody calls it that, don't they? Because that was a flat-out embarrassment from somebody that this past offseason made as much drama as every Real Housewives episode ever. I mean, for Pete's sake, Aaron Rodgers, what's going on? Oh, that's where we begin today, and so much to get to. I want to know, what was your biggest takeaway from week one? What was your biggest disappointment in week one? What was your biggest surprise in week one? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I cannot believe that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers got absolutely dismantled by the New Orleans Saints in Jacksonville. That was a performance the likes of which we have not seen from Aaron Rodgers since exceptionally early in his career, when he actually got on the field after a couple of seasons. I can't get over what he was doing. Seemingly, the Saints did an awful lot of good things. And we can get to Jameis Winston and his great performance in just a moment. But can we just pause for a second on Aaron Rodgers and what exactly was going on there? Let's hear from the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers on what was wrong with his offense.
Well, I felt like our energy was a little bit low. It felt a little bit San Diego-ish from a couple years ago. We just kind of needed something to get going, and it was the same type of thing, long drives on their side and us not executing. So, we had, 10 plays-ish there. And, it's 17-0 when we're in a two-minute mode on our third drive in the first half. So very disjointed possession-wise.
That's a nice little way of saying, the defense gave up a lot of points there. I mean, come on, Aaron. For Pete's sake, you are somebody that is a sure first ballot Hall of Famer in every way. And you went up and down all offseason causing drama that you never said or were willing to say you were responsible for. And yet here we are. This is what you do in your first game. And a lot of the sentiment from him was, it's only one game, and I get that. But what do as fans? We overreact, and that's what we're supposed to do. And you're not overreacting when you lose by 5 touchdowns to the New Orleans Saints who don't have Drew Brees anymore. And that's not a knock on Jameis Winston. Boy, he was very, very good. Jameis Winston had good touch on the football. He made right decisions. He told Peter King today that the number one highlight for him yesterday was throwing away the football on a play where he didn't try to force it. And Bart Scott has talked about this a lot. A maturation process when it comes to Jameis Winston. The fact that he was willing to go somewhere and frankly wanted to go and join the Saints if there was not going to be a starting job for him somewhere else, to sit back and learn and to get himself right. And has he done that? Well, based off of one game's performance, sure. I'm not going to jump and say that here comes the MVP of the league just off of that, because it was somebody that just only threw for 145 yards in those 5 touchdowns. He was very efficient with their offense, as good as it can get. Here's Jameis on what exactly that win meant for not just his team, but more specifically the city of New Orleans that has really gone through it lately with Hurricane Ida.
That was for the city, you know, so shout out to the city of New Orleans. You know, we did that for them. We knew how much it would mean to get a great victory for that region. They've been through so much. And for us to be able to celebrate this victory with them, it's just hats off to them for their resilience, right? Because they motivated us. They inspired us to come out there and ball.
And to be fair, Jameis Winston has had some resilience in his career as well. Now, is he not going to turn the football over? He did have one interception yesterday that was wiped out because of a penalty, but that was a juggled interception in the end zone. So it's not like it was a clean, terrible throw. But at the same time, for Jameis Winston, this is an incredibly positive development. And more importantly, for the New Orleans Saints, this is an incredibly positive development. You can't have a game like that and come out without an incredible amount of confidence. Speaking of confidence, I can't believe the Pittsburgh Steelers went to Buffalo and did that to the Bills. They were lifeless offensively, basically through three quarters, and then a couple of big splash plays here and there, a couple of big defensive plays here and there, and a blocked punt. And this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Why specifically about a block punt? Because when you block punts, it is the single most game-changing play that there is in football on any level. When you block a punt, statistically, you lose a game only 12% of the time. Think about that for a second. 12% of the time when you block a punt, do you lose a game? And the Steelers were able to do that yesterday. Roethlisberger was okay. He was, you know, solid enough when he needed to be. He certainly was not lights out. They could never get the running game going, but their defense was absolutely terrific and made it exceptionally difficult on Josh Allen all day long. He did not throw the football well. Josh Allen was kind of all over the map, and the Bills just, that's a game when you have a 10-0 lead at home, you are going to be kicking yourself for the opportunities that you lose by not going out and opening that game up even further. And that's absolutely what happened. The Steelers through three quarters just couldn't get a darn thing going on offense, yet the Bills, who I still think are a team that's winning the Super Bowl this year, were bad. They were bad. And now they go down to Miami, and this, you know, this is all of a sudden a big game. We all know the crazy stats when it comes to a team that goes 0-2. But when a team is able to make the Bills throw the football 51 times with Josh Allen, they're probably going to win the game. And that's just entirely too much. And look, he was fine, but when you throw it 51 times and it's only 270 yards, it's not terribly efficient. That was a massive, massive win for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I still feel like the Steelers are later in the year going to see a drop-off from Roethlisberger. To me, he's going to be a quarterback that will be good for about half the season, which is what I've told you, and then you will start to see it fade as we get later into the year. The other good from week one, man, Kyler Murray was absolutely ridiculous. I can't get over the fact that the Cardinals went into Tennessee and thumped the Titans the way that they did, and Murray running all over the place, making plays, making it incredibly difficult on the Titans defense, and some great throws and some amazing catches as well. Christian Kirk a couple of times over the shoulder, and then Chandler Jones with five sacks. Did the Titans even show up for their home opener, for Pete's sake? That was just atrocious on their part. Five sacks in a game. Taylor Lewan actually said after the game, that he wanted to thank Chandler Jones for it because it'll end up making him a better player. Yeah, that's what I want to hear after week one. And Taylor's been in the league for several years and has gotten paid. And the same thing for Chandler Jones. Boy, it makes my heart warm to know that you're going to be a better player because of that kind of a performance. It was great by Chandler Jones. It was awful, awful by Taylor Lewan and the Titans yesterday. Week one, yes, I know. But I told you, Matt Stafford is going to be the MVP of the league. Kyler Murray made his case in week one, and I'm not going to overreact. But I'm a genius, and the sooner that you realize that, the better off you're going to be. Did I get a couple of things here and there wrong? Sure, why not? But I told you that Stafford was going to fit in brilliantly with Sean McVay, and this has really turned into a lovely West Coast love story. 321 on 20 of 26 and three touchdowns. You're welcome. You can still go vote for him for MVP and get probably somewhere around 50-1 on Caesars Sportsbook. If you're 15-1, I don't understand why you wouldn't do it, because I've got you right now. Oh, Raj Groves wants to chime in right now. What do we got?
But I already put in my ticket for Matt Stafford winning the MVP. I'm confused, man. Which one am I picking?
I said Stafford, didn't I?
Are they in Kyler Murray?
No. I said Murray made his case. Stafford's the MVP. Going to be the MVP. This is why you listened to me, because I told you last week that Stafford's going to be the MVP. What price did you end up getting him at? Because right now, I should already be hitting you up for my cut of this.
Let me tell you, I got in early when you told me to, so I got some great value on it. We'll go to Vegas together and spend it.
We cash in and we get the Emperor's Suite at Caesars. That's what we do, because he was absolutely fantastic. And the Bears defense, oh boy. This is not going to be as good as we thought, is it? This is going to be a long year for the Bears. That offensive line, not great, even though Montgomery went off for 108 yards, but I still am not feeling terrific about it. The other guy I told you that was good at football and people were not necessarily believing, especially in Philadelphia, is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is good at football. Look at what he did yesterday. He not only rushed for 62 yards on the ground, but Jalen Hurts for the Eagles was 27 of 35 for 264 yards and three touchdowns. Howie Roseman wants Deshaun Watson in the worst way. Jalen Hurts was a Doug Peterson pick. Howie Roseman doesn't want that to work out, but it's not going to go his way, because this guy's been around winning too much between Oklahoma and Alabama, and he's an exceptionally gifted player. And I think he got short shrifted a little bit by other quarterbacks last year and teams understanding that they might be able to get Hurts later. Well, the Eagles understood it. Peterson understood it. And he pushed and pushed and pushed to get him, and he was dead on right, because he wanted to push our buddy, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, not a great opening week for Carson Wentz and the Indianapolis Colts. The Seahawks went to Indianapolis and did what they wanted to do. They chucked it all over the lot. They let Russ cook. God, I hate that phrase. But they let Russ cook. And Tyler Lockett is still running. I think he sprinted home from Indianapolis, to be frank. They were unbelievable in what they were able to do on the offensive side. And then Carson Wentz, here's a little nugget for you, targeted his running backs more than he targeted his wide receivers in the game. That is not good. He is not somebody that can rely on just dumping the football off. I get it. You want to be safe in certain situations. But when that's the case, and you have the secondary that the Seahawks do right now, And their biggest struggle is taking care and watching, not watching, but defending the pass, trying to take care of the pass. Boy, it's just not good. It's just not good. And that was a bad start for Carson Wentz in Indianapolis. The other guy that I was impressed with, and admittedly, I only saw probably about a quarter and a half of him play. Mac Jones looks the part. Mac Jones looks like an NFL quarterback. Did he do anything absolutely spectacular? No. Did he look like he was in full control the entire time? He absolutely did. And that is a major, major positive when it comes to the New England Patriots, even though they lost because Damian Harris coughed it up when they were going in for the winning score. My friends, I haven't even gotten to the Chiefs, to Baker Mayfield yet, and to the Browns. That was a bad loss for the Browns. It was really disappointing to see them get out to the lead that they did, and yet at the same time, we knew they were going to lose the game. At no point did you think that Cleveland was going to win that football game, if you're being honest with yourself. And when it comes down to a punter unable to hold on to a good snap that was right as high as his face mask, right where it's supposed to be, and he drops it. That tells you the impact of playing what you know is an exceptionally good team. That is a little intimidation factor, not just from Arrowhead and the crowd that is in Kansas City, as good as they are, but it also is from the fact that you are playing against this immensely talented team that will consistently take care or take advantage of your mistakes. Baker Mayfield understands that when the critical moments come, you have to deliver.
You have to execute critical moments. Nothing else matters before those moments. You know, it always comes down to those three, four plays that you look back on and say, wow, if I would have done this differently, it would have worked. So, yeah, I'm going to be hard on myself. But go back and attack this week, and you got a home game, and it's going to be a good one.
You better hope so. Because, again, if you're a team like the Browns, that is much as expected of, and you're going to go 0-2, look out, Jack. Things could get sticky. And I give the Browns credit. They did cover the spread. They did give us our one and only win this past week out of the locks of incompetence I gave you. And there's a reason they are named that way. But there was a very solid performance. But then the mistakes late in the game will just kill you. The Giants defense made Teddy Bridgewater look like the guy that was drafted out of Louisville and not like the guy that has bounced around the last couple of years. He looked entirely too sharp, and the Giants are a team that is supposed to be carried by a pretty good defense. That was not the case in week one, and Daniel Jones does what he does. He fumbles the football. My friend Bart Scott calls him Junior Whopper Hands because the ball just pops out of those tiny hands, and the next thing you know, the other team has it. He ran on a draw up the middle, and not even a draw, but after he was under pressure, and I was literally screaming at the television, not even a Giants fan, get on the ground. He had two guys closing on him, and he decided to try to take them on, and guess what happened? The football was coughed up. At some point, you need to learn how to hang on to it. And that has not seemingly happened yet for Daniel Jones. The good, the bad, the ugly. I want it all from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Andre in Massachusetts, it's going to start us off first today on the telephones. Andre, you're on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Listen, we need to put a lot of respect on Sean Payton's name and the New Orleans Saints in terms of how they just demolished the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, the lack of production and the overwhelm, you know, that's a lot of the focus. But listen, this is a team that had their own offseason issues in terms of Michael Thomas and him being there, him not being there, them starting with Taysom Hill, them going to Jameis Winston. This type of ensemble performance, I think, needs to elevate Sean Payton. And when we talk about coaches, it's not just championships and that he won the one championship. He has gotten a consistent product in New Orleans with not having elite players at every single position. This game is about the New Orleans Saints. Credit to Jameis Winston. The Packers, obviously, they'll come back. This is not going to be defending.
Well, hang on, though. The Saints have had an awful lot of good players over the years. Let's not make it out like they haven't had any talent, thanks to the call. They do deserve a ton of credit yesterday, especially for what they're dealing with right now. Playing in Jacksonville, temporarily holing up in Dallas right now, especially practicing this week. And hoping to get back to New Orleans if all power is restored after the effects of Hurricane Ida. Hopefully that happens at some point in this next coming 10 days or so. But they've been operating on the road here now for a couple of weeks, and that's going to continue. And Sean Payton is an absolutely outstanding coach. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Don't forget, all guests will appear via the Goodyear Hotline, my friends. Coming up, we're not done with week one yet. No, we're not. Who wins on Monday night? It's going to be a massive party in Vegas for the Raiders and the Ravens. That is right around the corner. It's good to see teams back out on the gridiron. Lucky for us, that was just week one. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you at the center of the action for week two. New customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit by signing up using code PLAY. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code PLAY. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes by using the code PLAY to get a free shot at millions in prizes when you make that first deposit. Enter code PLAY to get a free shot, my friends. Do it. Minimum $5 deposit required only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Why the Ravens win in Vegas tonight. Next, Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The NFL is on. Key, Jay, and now Max Kellerman.
He's in the same boat as about five or six quarterbacks in the National Football League right now. Somebody's sitting there waiting for him to slip up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. This is ESPN Radio.
I don't know why we all think Carr's one foot out the door. I don't see the Raiders pressing the reset when they haven't done it yet.
This is the same team that beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it's now or never for the Baltimore Ravens. And I think the Ravens take that final step. I think they take it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Also, can't remember this many injuries hitting a team. 13 on IR before the season even starts for the Baltimore Ravens. Monday Night Preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. It's Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What angered you the most about your team in week one? What were you happiest about? And what surprised you the most? Let's get to them. Those calls are coming in just moments. 888-SAY-ESPN. All guests will join us via the Goodyear Hotline. My friends, Carlin's way in week one so far has not worked out quite as we would have hoped it would to get off to a good start. In fact, on the picks this week, we are so far just 1-3. Now, I'm no mathematician. That is not an ideal record. That's not what I was hoping for. But I have to tell you, I am just so super confident tonight. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what Carlin's Way is, I, for a long time, have not been able to pick a damn thing right when it comes to NFL games. I have tried every which way possible. I even tried the old George Costanza from Seinfeld, where you go with the opposite of what your instincts are on a particular game. And that didn't work. That's how bad I've been. So I decided last year I was going to pick the most random fact about each city involved in a game. And the one that I enjoyed the most would be why I would pick a particular team. So, as we said, through four games, we are 1-3, and now it is time for a Monday Night Football pick. Carlin's Way. The Baltimore Ravens are 4-point favorites in Las Vegas. Did you know that the city of Baltimore was host to the Baltimore Brewing Company, National Bohemian, back in the 40s. You know what they did? They only invented one of the most important inventions of all of our lifetimes. They invented the six-pack.
Oh, wow.
Operating under the rational explanation, Raj Grobes and Bubba, that four beers would simply not be enough, but perhaps eight would be too many.
Yes.
The six-pack gained popularity as the beverage standard of our country.
And destroying people's physical six-packs all at the same time.
Exactly. It's a double entendre, if you will. And so, the Baltimore Ravens win tonight thanks to our friends at Natty Bo, who got it done in inventing the six-pack. Now, that aside, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens still haven't gotten a contract extension done. There has been a lot of talk, a lot of ongoing dialogue about it. This is from Adam Schefter about the lucrative contract extension that he deserves, but he does not have an agent negotiating the deal, and so they have not reached it as of yet. Now, look, that aside, we spoke of all the injuries that the Ravens have, but the one that hurts the most is not in the running game. It is not any of the three running backs. It's Marcus Peters, the corner. That makes a difference when it comes to their entire philosophy of defense. If you have corners that can cover, it does so much for you to be able to get to the quarterback, and it allows you to mix up what your blitz schemes are going to be and to do it comfortably. Now, without Marcus Peters, that hurts. That hurts for Baltimore. But they still have the MVP, and they still have a very, very good defense. Baltimore will win tonight in Vegas because of that, my friends. ESPN Radio, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and at progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. John in South Carolina is next on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. John, what do you got, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. You?
Good, good, good. Hey, the Browns game. What no one's talking about is the right tackle, I guess. I wasn't watching the exact play, sadly. When they got the touchdown, they lost that tackle, or the guy on the right side. I think it was the Browns tackle. From that moment on, you look at the Browns' offense, and it was different. And if you look at the left side of the defense, that's where the Browns lost the game.
Chris Jones shifted to the outside. Rushing the quarterback is a scary proposition to begin with. And it doesn't even necessarily matter who's out there. Jack Conklin let him blow past him on one play. It gets scary with a player of that ilk. And look, that changed it. There's no doubt. But the fact that their defense actually stepped up and started to make some plays after Mayfield was pretty good early in the game, it all comes down to the fact that later in the game, they weren't able to move the football nearly as efficiently. And they were in position to win that game, but at no point did I ever believe they were going to. And if you're being honest with yourself, at no point did you ever believe they were going to. My friends, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. In just moments, words of wisdom from Andy Dalton? Say what? No. See, even worse. Even worse. Say what is up next. Now, if there's a game, someone's betting on it. You know that. So stream season two of Better Days, the Mike Greenberg-hosted series that brings the true stories of unforgettable gambling adventures to life. All episodes now streaming only on ESPN+. Andy Dalton speaks. Why would you ever miss it? You wouldn't. It's next. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, right here on ESPN Radio, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. It's a Monday edition of Say What? I'm not going to try to do it again. And Raj Grobes has got it all for us right now. We'll get back to the phones in a moment at 888-SAY-ESPN. What has you most disappointed? What has you most surprised? What has you most angry about your football team? Let's go to that in just moments. First up, though, Raj Grobes, your turn. Take the floor.
That's right. Here's something that made me think of you. I just want to see how you feel about this. You know, Chris, you know, Mark Davis, the owner of the Vegas Raiders, excuse me, that play tonight. Well, he's already worth $500 million. And you know what? He pulled up to the old Wheel of Fortune slot. You ever play those in Vegas? The Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune.
Very fun one. My dad loves that one as well. But about 11 p.m., he pulled up the one earlier this weekend.
Oh, don't
He became $1,800 richer. How you feel about that, Chris?
You know, all right, it's one thing if you're gambling. Like if you're worth $500 million and you're in the high stakes room in the back, go nuts, okay? Don't be worth $500 million and sit next to me at the quarter slots. That's not what I want to see. And secondly, like, I can't stand people worth that kind of money who buy a lottery ticket. Dude, you already won the lottery. And Mark Davis already won the lottery. Take the 12 bucks that you poured into that machine and get a haircut. I mean, Great Clips is right around the corner. It does not need to be the bowl around the head. Do you want to see? Do you want a rich person buying a lottery ticket or playing quarter slots and a hit for $1,800?
No, I'm with you on that one. That's why I had to pick this one.
Imagine being the person that may have just walked away from that machine. Ooh. And it was ready to hit, and you look back, and it's Mark freaking Davis.
Hey, you can never have enough money. You always want more.
Bubba, that's right. None of us have enough money. I understand that. For us, you can never have enough money. For Mark Davis, you can have enough money.
Yeah, word on that. That's right. That's right. Hey, Andy Dalton, fresh off their embarrassing whooping by the Rams last night, said this to say, it's a long season, and guess what? The whole NFC North is in the same position as us. How you like those words of wisdom, Chris?
Boy, that makes me feel a whole lot better if I'm a Chicago Bears fan. Andy. I mean, they're not going to have to hear what Andy Dalton has to say much longer anyway. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, sooner rather than later, Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback. And we saw him a little bit last night, very little bit. And while Andy wasn't terrible, again, not efficient when you throw the ball 38 times and you have 206 yards passing. That just means to me that you're dumping it off left and right. You've got absolutely no shot of making plays down the field. I said it before, with that offensive line, they're going to have trouble, period, in the pass game and even in the run game to a degree. Montgomery did have a good night last night.
All right. Hey, this day is a very special day on this show. Today is National Bald is Beautiful Day. So, Chris Carlin, I'd like to know, how will you, sir, honor this day?
Well, you know, honestly, in my life, every day is National Bald is Beautiful Day. So it's not about me honoring it. It's about you getting to enjoy this. So I guess I could really sum it up in two words. You're welcome.
It is. I knew you'd like that one.
And just a word to my friends out there who are hanging on. Like, I see a lot of guys who are in their late 30s and early 40s these days on Instagram and elsewhere who are wearing hats in every picture. We know what's going on. You know what's going on. Trust it from somebody who knows the struggle, and the struggle is real. Just admit what's going on and move on.
Yeah.
Because you will be much happier if you just take the top down altogether. Don't try any comb overs. I am not a huge proponent of any hair replacement systems because everybody knows. Don't do it. I'll give you a brief story. One of my brothers, older brothers, I have four of them, lives in Iowa. And he came into my other brother's house for a holiday, and he was wearing a piece on his head.
Hadn't
seen him in forever. Walks in the front door. My brother Steve looks at him, points at it, and says, "Not in my house. Take it down."
No.
And he said, "What are you talking about? You're not wearing that in my house." No. Made him take it off before he would come in. Oh. And it was Christmas. And you know what? He was right.
Yeah, that was the move. That's a bold move on Christmas. But hey, sometimes you just got to be brutally honest with fans.
Yep.
Hey, check it out, man. Benches clear in a Yankees Mets game after Giancarlo Stanton's home run. I think you know the backstory to it. But we get another pitch tipping incident here going on in Major League Baseball.
So for those who don't know, the Cliff Notes version of this is the night before Wandy Peralta of the Yankees was apparently whistling when they thought that Taijuan Walker was tipping his pitches. And Francisco Lindor hit three home runs last night. And the second one, he's running around the bases and he's making the whistling gesture toward the Yankees. So that's what Stanton did going past Lindor. Honestly, I was kind of happy to see a little bit of each side acting like a jerk. That's what both of those teams need at this point. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio.